Welcome to Lagniappe, a news feature of KEDM Public Radio with information on issues and events. I'm Bob Lennox. Joining me in studio today, Dr. Leslie Place from the University of Louisiana at Monroe, and also Dr. Kristen Perot, assistant professor in the Department of Communication from Texas A&M University. Ladies, thank you for joining us today.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks.
And today we're talking about the Traveling Scholars series. So, Leslie, another great series upcoming for this spring semester here at the university.
Yeah, we're really looking forward to it. Last semester we had three scholars who came in and did great community presentations, and this semester we have three more who are coming. And our first person is Dr. Perot, who we're talking with today. But on April 20th, Dr. Adrian Viramontes from the University of Wisconsin-Parkside will be with us. And then on May 4th, Dr. Bryant Alexander from the University of California, Los Angeles will be. So we've got a great lineup again this semester.
Looking forward to that. And Dr. Perot, the name of the lecture coming up tomorrow evening at Stubbs Hall, Engaging Community History, Reflections on Women in Aggieland.
Yes. As
you are at the Texas A&M University. So tell us a little bit about the history, just to kind of step back, and just to get a history of what was going on in the mid-1960s with Texas A&M University.
Yeah, A&M was founded in 1876 as an institution that was intended for all and was supposed to, in theory, be open to both sexes. But it took until 1963 for them to officially admit some female students. And it wasn't until 1970 that they actually changed their policy officially to allow any woman to enroll at the university. And so it took nearly 100 years. And even since then, there's been a slow, kind of in the Aggie way, a slow integration of women into some of its really deeply valued traditions. A&M loves its traditions, and so.
And you are also involved in the Women's and Gender Studies program at the university. How did you arrive at the opportunity to work there?
I'm originally from Texas and was looking to get back to Texas. I was at University of South Carolina, and a position opened up. And that was both a joint appointment in women's and gender studies and communication. And it just kind of worked out that just timing. I was ready to make a different move, and they were ready to have somebody new.
Now, you mentioned, the title would talk about engaging the community. What has that brought to you in learning about the university itself and some of the traditions that have been going on there?
It's really been an interesting and remarkable experience just learning about this stuff. I mean, the traditions for my students are so important. And when you come to campus, you get a sense of that. I mean, there's certain pieces of grass you can't walk under, on certain trees, if you walk under, you're not going to get married. And, you know, and there's all of these, if you see Reveille, the dog, you're supposed to do something. And I mean, greetings. And I mean, it's a little overwhelming at first. And some people are real put off by this, but it's so important to the students, and learning more about these traditions and the ways that women have and have not, you know, been a part of them has really helped me think about where my students are coming from in my gender classes, kind of their experiences in the larger university, and then that how is that going to affect when I'm trying to teach them about the importance of gender in the community. So I feel much more connected to the university as a result, much more so than I think other universities that I've been at, even though I've only been here for such a short period of time. It's given me a deeper appreciation and connection to its history.
Joined by Dr. Leslie Pace and Dr. Kristen Perot, who will be presenting a lecture coming up tomorrow evening in Stubbs Hall entitled Engaging Community History, Reflections on Women in Aggieland. Dr. Perot, if you would, tell us a little bit about, because really it goes from not only in a university setting, but also to so many other levels within a community.
Yeah, I mean, one of the things that, and I'll talk about this tomorrow night, is that we can think of the formal university as Texas A&M, and then we can also think of what I call, well, not just me, but Aggieland, which is both the university, the town's Bryan College Station, as well as what I say is like a constellation of traditions and, institutions and, that create this cultural experience called Aggieland. And the loyalty that people feel isn't just to the university proper. It is to this sense. I mean, at A&M, they say, you know, there's a spirit that can never be told. Right. And it is this, the spirit of Aggieland. And it sounds kind of wacky, but it's both endearing and wacky. It's about all of it. It's not just about the formal kind of, you know, we can think of an organization. It's about more of the abstract kind of parts of a community.
Right. What is one thought or idea that you would want, say, the female student to come away with during your presentation?
Kind of how, you know, we're embedded within a larger cultural history of sometimes exclusion. I do believe oppression, but I mean, it's more like looking at how a community has been shaped and gender has been a part of that, and how we try to engage that now matters, that history matters, because it's going to be, you know, the possibilities of change are always going to be bound within that history. And so just kind of, you know, learning how to engage that history in a productive way.
Right. Leslie, the presentation open to the community as well as students?
Yes, absolutely. We hope to have people from all over Ouachita Parish who are interested come and join us. I think it'll be really interesting for anyone who likes to know a little bit about history and how it shapes what we do contemporarily.
And something that your students will look forward to. And also, I believe graduate students will be involved in a class with Dr. Perot as well.
Right. Tonight, actually, she'll be talking a little bit about Sojourner Truth with my graduate core level rhetorical theory course. So exciting all week long.
All right. And a number for more information on the presentation coming up tomorrow?
Right. If you need anything, just give me a call at 342-1165.
All right. Dr. Perot, Dr. Pace, thank you for joining us today.
Thanks for having us.
And, of course, you can hear this and other Lanyap podcasts. All you have to do is visit the Listening Room online at kedm.org.